Track 9, and it's back to the news. A bus driver who suffered a medical episode and crashed into a building in Newton Abbot has been discharged from hospital as his public vehicle licence is suspended. Having lost control of the vehicle, the country bus driver careered through the outer fencing at Newfoundland Way car park and into a building on Monday, February the 10th. The driver and another country bus driver were taken to Torbay Hospital, with it later being confirmed that the former had suffered from a medical episode. As a result of the incident, the Driver Vehicle Licensing Agency has suspended the driver's public service vehicle license for a period of no less than 12 months, the Mid-Devon Advertiser can confirm. The PSV license allows its holder to drive a passenger carrying vehicle that with not more than 16 seats.
Never too old to be an apprentice. An apprentice from Dawlish has described how valuable his experience has been. Matthew Sluman, there's a photograph of him, is an apprentice engineering technician with South West Water, which has been celebrating the range of its apprentices across the company's teams as part of National Apprentice Week. Matthew, who's 31, was between jobs and uncertain what direction to go in before he landed the role with South West Water. Since then, he's proud to have won two awards for his efforts. He said he was surprised by how supportive his managers were, making him feel valued and not just a member. He said, "There's no such thing as too old to start again, and every day is a school day, so why not start an apprenticeship and get paid while you learn lots of new life skills?" Pennon Group, which owns South West Water, was recently awarded platinum membership of the 5% Club in recognition of its commitment to supporting apprentices and graduates, the only business in the UK water sector to achieve this. The 5% Club is made of employers that are committed to providing the best opportunities for the next generation to get started in their careers by combining work and education and by offering a variety of graduate and apprentice programmes. Sharon Gathagall, Pennon's People and Culture Director, said, "We're pleased to be an inclusive place to work that provides fantastic opportunities for those just starting their careers to get their foot in the door. Bringing in new people with fresh ideas through apprenticeships and graduate programmes, we want to see those of all ages and backgrounds join our business, helping us continue to be a forward-thinking and diverse organisation." National Apprenticeship Week celebrates the value, benefit and opportunity that apprenticeships bring to individuals and companies.
Postmaster celebrates counter half century. A postmaster in Dawlish is celebrating 50 years behind the counter. Roger Honey has marked his half century at the post office in Exeter Road, where he started his career as an 18-year-old in the family shop. Roger has actually run the branch since October 1962, when his family took on the post office and shop an impressive 62 years. His mum, Eileen, previously ran a draper's and shoe shop in Winkley before they decided to move to the coast. They took on Exeter Road post office and grocery shop. Roger remembers moving to Dawlish, where from the outset he started running the post office and his mum mainly focused on the shop. The long-serving postmaster said, "I was a novelty at first, having a young person running the post office. My mum was officially the postmaster until I took on the title in January 1975. But I had been doing that role from the start, so I have now been running Exeter Road post office for 62 years. I have always enjoyed serving the people. I love the contact with customers. I have never been unhappy in the job. I really like being part of my community. The area has changed a lot in the last 60 plus years. It has grown enormously with lots more homes in the area, and the holiday homes and caravan parks in the area have expanded too. So in the summer, it's a lot busier. There are no banks in the area anymore, so we have become a place for people to do their personal and business banking. Roger is very grateful to the long-serving member of staff, Jamie David, who has worked with him for 26 years. With the help of Jamie and the other brilliant staff, they managed to keep the branch open throughout the pandemic to maintain vital services to the community. It was a very busy time as more people were working from home, and with social distancing, people were queuing along the street. That was when home shopping really took off for Home Shopping Returns, and people now use his branch to collect parcels. Exeter Road also now offers Evri and DPD services, drop-off and collections, in addition to the traditional Royal Mail and Parcel Force services, and Roger said his customers really like having the extra choice. Roger runs a great post office, adapting with the times to meet the changing needs of his community. I want to sincerely thank Roger for his amazing commitment to the people of Dawlish. A 50-year Postmaster Long Service Award has been presented to Roger to thank him for his long and loyal service to the community.
To Mutharanalai, X, spelling E-X-E, Plores, neighbouring patch. Volunteers from Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute joined forces with their neighbouring RNLI stationed at Exmouth earlier this week for some night training on the River Exe. The joint exercise was aimed at helping both crews to get to know their colleagues better and to improve their understanding of boats and equipment used by each other's crews. Building close relationships with our flank RNLI stations is hugely important, as we will often be tasked by HM Coast Guard to work together on shouts, explained a spokesman from RNLI Exmouth. The River Exe presents some interesting navigation challenges, particularly at night, and sharing our local knowledge of the river, as well as familiarising each of the volunteer crews on our respective lifeboats, provided us with a really useful exercise, added the RNLI spokesman.
Town Centre mural is taking shape. Ambitious project to create a giant 60-metre-high mural in Newton Abbott Town Centre is to include contributions from art students. The community tree has been designed by local artist Joe Webster and is focusing on the community's relationship with nature. Students from Coombshead Academy are contributing by submitting nature-inspired words for inclusion in the mural. Joe is well known for his landscape graffiti paintings, which explore the relationship between human activity and nature, and exhibited his work across the UK as well as internationally. And the tree will take the form of a 16-metre-high mural in Gordon Lion Square and is inspired by a giant oak tree which was felled in 1922 to make way for the war memorial at the end of Queen Street. At the time, the loss of the tree caused a large public outcry. The project is bringing in members of the community who have been invited to contribute by offering stories, photos and memories of their favourite trees within the town. And Joe explained, this project is about placemaking, harnessing local people's inspiration and creativity to improve the health, happiness and well-being of where we live. Street art like this is wonderfully inclusive and accessible for everyone. And we chose a particular visible wall in disrepair, and with the community's input are transforming it into a vibrant and colourful space focused on our relationship with nature. It's been a pleasure to work with schools again and to give something back to my local community. And we're so grateful to all the people who've contributed the hundreds of words which we've woven into the foliage of the tree as a chorus of local voices. Graphic students from the school have started typography work for the project, which will see their stencils being used to create the mural. And the project has been co-developed by Joe, Action on Climate, in Teambridge Rotary Newton Abbott and Significant Seams. It's being made possible by government levelling up funding and Teambridge Council.